This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. I'm here with Justin Travis and Griffin McElroy. They host the comedy podcast My Brother and Me, and make a bunch of other popular shows. Hey, I really enjoyed your book, Everybody Has a Podcast Except You.
Thank you.
I like that you checked the cover of the book for the you in case there was like a different, there was like, except for Jason Dave. Douglas
well,
of
you know,
Wyoming.
When I read it to myself, it's like, except for you. And then I realized that, you know, it was talking to me.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, wait
true.
A second.
Right. It's false.
So then I was trying to figure out my audience when I was reflecting that book back to everyone here who has a podcast.
Oh, man, we didn't even think about that. People who have podcasts already aren't going to buy the book. Oh,
no. You know what? Just, I mean, the book goes through all kinds of things, technical, equipment. But then the last chapter is called Making Money. And I think the problem is some people start with that chapter.
Right.
Nope. Most people shouldn't even read that chapter.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people can skip right over that.
Most people be very safe in skipping that
actually,
chapter.
Actually, there's only one page of content in that chapter. And if you actually go any further than that, it's just ipsum lorem.
Yeah.
Ad infinitum.
Yeah. We'll right. come back to that in Everybody Has a Podcast Except You, too.
Too.
Yeah.
See, this is why we made the book, is because this is a very difficult craft.
It's harder than it looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
None of it's harder than it looks.
No.
That's my main fear about reading. I have this persistent nightmare where everyone who reads it closes the book and they're like, that's it? That's the whole, that's the whole thing.
Well, to add an enthusiastic, positive counter to that, when, you know, just even simple things like, hey, guess what? You got to perform. Like, turn it up a notch. And guess what else? You have to listen. But I feel like it's like, that is just good. You want to make a good product. Like, this is gold standard. Sure, you could do whatever, but here's how to do the gold standard. That's how I read it.
Thank you. That's very kind. We cheated because we have been building our sort of like rapport, if you will, for the actual content part of our shows our entire lives. I mean, that was the dinner table for us, was like our dad was in morning radio for 40 years. So our dinner table discussion was very much like who can one up the other one. It was abysmal, I'm sure, for our mother. But that was our way we communicated, was joking and goofing and on each other. And like, so that was the natural part. And that was actually the hardest part to write in the book, was to slow down and be like, okay, so wait, how do you do that part?
Yeah.
Because that part we kind of like lucked our way into. And it was everything else that we had to sort of trial by error.
Right, the natural rapport. You're like, well, we're just around each other, so there is going to be natural rapport.
Live with find a great co-host.
Yeah.
Go back in time.
Uh-huh.
Be born from the same uterus as them.
Yeah.
And then,
only watch the same movies and TV shows that they do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
And so 2010 is when My Brother and Me started. So that's, you know, obviously 11 years ago. What number, episode number are you at?
Close to 550.
550.
Well, we're close, yeah.
Around 550, yeah.
April will be the 11th and like the 11th like, anniversary.
Final season.
Yeah. Sunset season.
Well, I've been wondering, do you joke about that? You know, like, this is our final season.
Since we started.
Yeah, right. Right. All right.
Well, we do have, it is, I wish it was a joke, but it is true. Every time we will hit some kind of milestone number, like 100, 200, 250, and we'll be like, oh, wait, this is 250. We should have planned something. That has happened at every milestone.
Not a joke. We just skipped episode 420 because we knew that we would not be able to come up with a great episode-long gag based on the fact that is the marijuana number.
Right.
Yeah. And so if you look at our feed, it just goes 419 to 421. And we said, like, it'll happen when it happens. Like a Thief in the Night episode 420 will come
just
to you.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like right. 3 years from now, just 420.
Well, it might already be published now. Go look, everybody.
Go look. No, it's not.
You know what? I'm just letting you know from my point of view, this is it.
This is, whoa,
this is 420.
Maybe this is backdoor episode 420.
What a twist.
That's fine.
Star Wars 10 is actually going to be Bim Bam 420. Yeah, it's worked out.
Okay, so listen, I know you just played together, and you know what? You did well. It's hard playing together, especially when you're all in different locations, but you're used to playing together. But how about some competition?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
We're talking. It's a little some leg wrestle. What are we talking?
Like wrestle through the virtual world.
Through Zoom, it'll be tough. It'll be tough.
This so you're enemies in this game.
Okay. Oh, in the game. Okay.
It's called Where Should We Eat? We're going to give you the name of a geographic location in the United States with a delicious sounding name. You're just going to tell us if it's a real place or a fake place that we made up. This is a speed round. So to increase the pressure, we are going to put an amount of time on the clock.
Okay. Not going
to
tell us what that,
in the future.
What that amount is. Okay.
No, no, that would ruin the mystery. Griffin's going to go first.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Griffin, these are for you. So you're just going to, I'm going to throw out the names of these places. You're going to say if they are real or fake.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. Chili, Wisconsin.
True. Yes. Real.
That's real. Barbecue, North Carolina.
No.
Fake. Oh, that's real.
Oh, God.
Baby Back, Oklahoma.
No. Fake.
Definitely not. You're right. It's fake. Corn, Oklahoma.
Real.
Yes. Popcorn, Indiana.
I want to say real.
Yeah. Turkey, Texas.
Fake. That one's fake.
Oh, no, that's real.
Oh, God.
Chicken, Alaska.
Fake.
Also real.
What's going on? Why are we naming our cities these things?
Yeah, Chicken, Alaska was founded in the 1890s by prospectors mining for gold. They survived the harsh winter by eating those ptarmigans. Those
okay.
Like
yeah.
Little, yeah, and ptarmigan.
Should have maybe called the town that. But...
Yeah, ptarmigan, but they thought okay. It was hard to spell, so.
They were right.
They went for chicken. But you did great. You got 4 out of 7.
I can't believe I missed Turkey, Texas. I live in Austin. I am a fake Texas boy.
Well, now you know where to vacation.
Yeah.
All right, Travis, it is your turn to try to beat or match Griffin's score.
Okay.
Here we go. Cookie Town, Oklahoma.
Fake.
That is real.
What?
Kit Kat, Kansas.
Fake.
Fake. Okay. Correct. Pop-Tart, Missouri.
Fake.
Also fake. Strawberry, South Carolina.
Real.
Yes. Cream, Wisconsin.
Real.
Yes. Hot Coffee, Mississippi.
Fake.
Real.
What?
Pie Town, New Mexico.
Real.
Yes, that's correct. Real. Pie Town is a tiny historic town in New Mexico named for a bakery that used to be there.
Oh, wait a minute. Wouldn't you fight
they couldn't
to
keep it?
Yeah.
So, Travis, who would know half of these things? This is like, you know, not knowledge. Most people carry around with them. But still, I would do the same thing. When you get it wrong, you're like, what? Like, yeah. How is this possible?
No, it's more like when I found out Cookie Town is a place, how yeah. Have I not been there?
True.
Right.
That was
true.
More oh. The
seems
thing.
Like it would be a fun place to visit.
Right?
Yeah.
Between Huntington, where we grew up in the state capital, there is a road. It's I-64. And along I-64 are two smaller towns. One is called Nitro and one is called Hurricane. And we call it Danger Corridor because it's the most thrilling stretch of road. But Hurricane is pronounced Hurricane.
Yep.
And if you say Hurricane, it's incorrect.
There's a place near where I grew up in Alberta, Canada, called Head Smashed in Buffalo Jump.
Huh.
Awesome.
Well, what's the story behind that, I wonder?
Yeah, it's a literal story, and you know how it ends.
Yeah, it says it right there on the 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Travis, you got 5 out of 7, currently our champion. So, Justin, this is up for you.
Gonna lose.
Let's see if you're gonna score a match 5. So, are these places real or fake? Here we go. Oatmeal, Texas.
Real.
Real. Cereal, Pennsylvania.
Real.
Yes. Bagel, New Jersey.
Fake.
Correct. Toast, North Carolina.
Real.
Correct. Potato Creek, South Dakota.
Real.
Yes. Two Egg, Florida.
Fake.
That's real. And finally, Rabbit Hash, Kentucky.
Real.
That is real.
Ah.
Wow.
Justin.
Solid.
You did it. You did it.
I defeated fate there by answering the opposite of my instinct for everyone.
Oh, nice.
Take that.
That's perfect.
Take
it's
that,
like a
fate.
Magic trick. You're yeah. Like a seer.
You know,
that was amazing.
Your brain has
to
work really
of a
fast.
Seer.
The yeah. Reverse of a seer.
Your brain has to work fast to like hear what it wants to say, negate it, and then make yeah. The make. So 6 out of 7, great. You all did great.